Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
To chase down Brad, hadn't been able to get him yet. We will get him, and when we do, we'll let you know. 615-844-5600 if you want to dial us up. On Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. All your handicapping questions. We're past basketball as far as NCAA basketball, the tournament and all that, and the tournament was good. Entertaining. And his prominent focus, predominant focus, I should say, is college football, but NFL too. And once you get to the playoffs, he starts the NBA stuff as well. But that's it. He doesn't do baseball. He doesn't do horse racing with the Derby coming up. Doesn't do tennis or golf or NASCAR, whatever else, soccer, whatever else out there you can bet on. I guess it's table tennis. Doesn't do any of that. He sticks with the meat and potatoes, and he stays in his wheelhouse, and that's what he covers. So if you have anything about college football, he watches those spring games now. Yeah, he watches every bit of those spring games. I don't. I don't. I don't get anything out of them. I don't believe most news that comes out of a spring practice. I don't believe in rigged stats. But he watches them, and he comments on them, and he evaluates them. And if you have any questions there, Alabama spring game is tomorrow. I don't have a list of all the spring games. I don't. I don't have dates, don't have lists. I always find out somehow, usually just through osmosis, I find out where these dates are, because I'm not a big fan of. I understand the importance of spring football as far as the practice is concerned and getting those reps. I do get that. That's important. But stats and game results and this is what don't try that on me, because I've lived it for decades and I realized many years ago that stuff is not a predictor of what you're going to get when the real games happen. It's just not. So Brad will be with us, and I'm still accumulating questions here. We'll get to those here momentarily. Brad Powers out in Las Vegas, bradpowersports.com. We will also let you know how you can get all of his information about the college football season coming up. It's very in-depth. It includes lines and predictions and whatever you're looking for. It'll be in all that data. Brad, first question is from Johnny Vegas. Lived in your area for many decades. Worked out there. Now on the beautiful Florida Emerald Coast. He says, ask Brad, with Florida only returning 10 starters, fewest in the SEC, could this present an opportunity to bet the under on the season win total?
Yeah, it always depends on, the perception and what the line is. If it comes 10, then sure, why not? If it comes, 9, I'm not necessarily sure that if I'm willing to go there. I mean, certainly the Gators are going to be an underdog at home against Alabama. at LSU might be kind of a toss-up, sort of say, going back to last year. Yeah. Georgia, that underdog role for the Gators there. But they're going to be favored in every other game. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll easily sweep the board in every other game. But I do have them a significant favorite in 9 out of 12 games. So if I had to guess, I'd probably put Florida season win total in that 9-9.5 range. And depending on, you know, what the books open up at, that'll really depend on where I go. But as usual, it's all about the number. Until I have a number, I can't recommend anything at this point, Bill.
Those season total releases should be relatively soon, correct?
Yeah, in past years, they've been released offshore, easily by this time. Usually don't show up in Vegas until, you know, the end of May, but either in Jersey or in faraway places offshore, they should be popping up soon. I don't know if they're, because a lot of spring practices are a week or two later than the normal. Maybe that's the delay. They got released, and they probably shouldn't have last year because they were, you know, all the schedules would eventually change. But maybe because NHL, baseball, and NBA, all that's going on right now, maybe, you know, the books are a little tied up. I'm not sure, but they should be popping here within the next month.
Preston in Atlanta says, Brad, Florida State's a team I'd traditionally look for to make a big jump. They got about 18 starters returning. Solid head coach, and they do have experience at quarterback if it's McKenzie Milton. He also says, but they still just don't look talented at all, and I think it's going to be another rough year. Am I missing something?
No, they're going to be improved, but the schedule's tough. Starting with the opener against Notre Dame, it's a game that Florida State will be a sizable underdog, at least by a touchdown on that one, if not 10 points. At North Carolina, sizable underdog role there. At Clemson, sizable dog there. At home against Miami, they'll be a dog. Florida, they'll be a dog. So, that's five games right there. And then at Wake Forest isn't a layup. Louisville's not going to be a layup. NC State at home's not a layup. At BC isn't. I'm going to be, even though I think Florida State's going to be much improved, I think Mike Norvell has done a good job if they just get to a bowl game this year, Bill.
Yeah, so you named five games of 12 where they will be an underdog, and in some cases you said sizable.
Yeah, in all five of those games, Bill, I got them at least a touchdown underdog. So five, that's five right off the bat. And then, again, they got three or four other games that aren't slam dunks. So, again, my season, pure numbers, and this is before I saw the spring game, I was actually, I came away more impressed than what I expected. From Florida State, so I'm going to have to bump them up a little bit. But if I was putting a season win total out right now, I'd probably go 6-6.
Tennessee Insurance Dog says, ask Brad what his thoughts are on Georgia's win total.
It's going to be high. I'm guessing it's going to be at least 10. They're going to be a big dog. Not a big dog, but, more than a field goal in the opener against Clemson. So, Georgia's going to be favored in every other game. The closest one being against Florida. I got it like that line at 5 right now. I might bump that up a little bit. They're just going through Florida. I'm not that impressed with the Gators. But, just because they're favored in 11 and an underdog in 1 doesn't mean I'm going to set a season win total, for Georgia at 11. But I'm guessing it's going to come like 10.5, 10 is my expectation where that line is. Probably 10.5, because I think the chances of Georgia going 11-1 are far greater than 9-3. So I don't see a season win total of 10, probably 10.5 for the Bulldogs.
Josh up in London, Ohio, is a big Buckeye fan, but he also likes Navy. And he says, ask about the midshipmen and what I can expect out of them this year.
I went through the returning starters. So that's one of the G5 teams I've done so far, 13 returning starters for the middies. Obviously, last year was disappointing. They just weren't ready to play at the start of the season. I mean, we all remember that Labor Day night game against BYU. when it was clear from the outset, Navy, you know, hadn't done much hitting and stuff in practice. They're going to be improved, but it's still not where they were a couple years ago under Malcolm Perry. It's not what they were under Keenan Reynolds. I mean, they still have some quarterback issues there for the middies. You know, as far as an early season win total for them, it's going to be a tough one, especially when you look at their schedule. I mean, I could see Navy, you know, the Marshall isn't a layup in the opener. Then they got Air Force at home. Then both those games are going to be right around pick. And then the next seven games, I have Navy an underdog in, and a sizable underdog. I mean, the AAC is pretty tough. I think Navy season win total is going to be like 3.5 or 4. So it looks like another losing season, even though I'm a big fan, Ken Niumatalolo fan.
Army, the last couple of years, just the last, let's say, 2 years, has taken them over as the better program, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, I would say. You know, outside the one Malcolm Perry year, I mean, the last 3-4 years, I would say Army's the better program. And right now, Army-Navy game, I'd probably put Army right around a touchdown favorite in that one. But, yeah, Army's moved ahead of Navy in that after, you know what, 15 years where Navy had the upper hand.
Brad, remind everybody the stat. One of the surest bets of the year in any sport, in any element, is the under in the Army-Navy game. How many years in a row was that hit? Is it 11 or
15? Yeah, I'm going to have to double check, but I think it's 15 years in a row. The crazy thing is the total keeps getting lower.
Like, I know.
If you look at just the general scoring, you know, the total should be looking at Army scores for the entire season, Navy score for the entire season. The total should be like, and even factor in odds to option teams, we'll set it lower by 6 points. So it should be, instead of 50, it should be 44. And the thing is that line now will close like 38, and it'll still go way under. But I'll get you the exact stats, but I think it's up to 15 consecutive years. And we're talking covering by double digits, 15 straight years.
And you're saying every year the bookmakers adjust it lower, and it still is under.
And it still is under. You're right. They just caught on to it the last 3 or 4 years. But because I think they got beat up pretty bad there for a few years. But yeah, they keep adjusting it lower, and it still continues. If I had to guess over under how long that continues, only a couple more years at best. It just sooner or later. I mean, it just when you're dealing with totals in the 30s, you can even get a fluke over.
Brad Powers with us. There's the music. We'll continue with that. Brad, also, other than Alabama, any other spring games coming up on Saturday you would refer us to? I'll get to that here after the break. We'll also let you know how you can get all of Brad's information. It's easy to do. BradPowersSports.com, and you'll be happy you did. We're coming right back on this Friday edition. Presented by the lovely, palatial, gorgeous Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're trying to flip this car back over on its tires here on 65 northbound just before you get to Vietnam Vets. That's why it's slower than normal up through this part of Madison before you get into Goodlettsville here on 65 northbound. Just before Vietnam Vets, one car flipped and they're trying to upright it right now. It's looking a little bit better 40 east out through Mount Juliet from earlier when we had that wreck that had it at a standstill. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et du vient tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com. The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 66. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain, lows 45. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 61. Saturday night, cloudy, lows near 45. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Brad Powers with us, the site bradpowersports.com. Brad, how many unders in a row for Army-Navy?
Yeah, it was 15 straight.
Wow.
By an average of 15 points per game. So 15 straight is remarkable in itself. The fact that it's, you know, Cub went under by an average of 15 points per game is remarkable. And last year's total was by far the lowest in that stretch. 36 was the total. Still cashed by 3 touchdowns, 15-0 Army.
Just to reiterate, if you bet the under 15 straight years, not only did you win, but you really didn't sweat out one of those games.
No, you really. I'll have to go through each one.
Maybe somewhere.
Hardly any sweats in any of them. So
wow.
I'll have to. I like doing this from time to time. Like, you keep rolling. Say, you know, that first of the 15 years, you bet it, and you just roll over your winnings every year, and that's all you do, I'm sure you'd be a millionaire by now.
Brad Powers with us. Other than Alabama tomorrow, are there any must-watch spring games?
Well, I would have said Ohio State, but it looks like they're not even going to tackle. So, I mean, you can't get a good read there. I need scrimmaging.
So, right. We'll see.
I'll still take a peek at the quarterbacks and see, you know, how they're doing throwing the ball down the field and seeing who looks good there. Miami, I'll probably watch the Hurricanes to see, you know, their young quarterbacks when you look at them. I'll probably USC, Utah, a couple of Pac-12 teams I'm anxious to see because No, anybody east of the Mississippi really doesn't care about the Pac-12. I have found myself since I've lived out in Vegas, Bill, I've obviously watched more Pac-12, but I find myself betting more West Coast teams because it seems like there is even an East Coast bias, even in the betting markets, that people aren't paying attention as much. So USC Utah will be a couple games I'll probably watch later in the day.
Royal Payne says, ask Brad, has he started looking at basketball, college basketball transfers, etc., and early thoughts on Alabama and Arkansas?
No, and I just can't keep up. I mean, the first college basketball season, college football season is going to hit before college basketball. I have issues keeping up with 130 teams in college football, let alone add another 350 in college hoops. I don't hide behind this. I am the sport that I am an originator in is college football, where I have my own power ranks. I could care less pretty much what anybody else thinks about it. College basketball, I mean, I don't get into it until football season's over, so I'm really not an originator. I'm late to the party, so I won't be able to take a look at that until, as it, you know, the season really gets close for college hoops.
Josh in London, Ohio, says, ask Brad, Council Bluffs today at about 2 o'clock, Georgia and Ohio State play. What would be the spread?
Let me get an updated number here. I'm thinking Ohio State 3 over the Bulldogs, so the Buckeyes 3.
Give everybody, as of the moment, man, again, these things can move around, your top five when it comes to power ratings today.
Top five, I'll start with Alabama, followed by Clemson at 2. Oklahoma, I think, is the real deal. They're at number 3. Ohio State's 4, and Georgia's 5.
Jeff, 2, says, Brad, you mentioned this on Twitter. Overnight, Justin Fields became the favorite to be picked by the 49ers. Mac Jones was the favorite. Was this a smoke screen by the Niners the entire time, or could they possibly see something new in Fields from his recent pro day?
Great question, and it's the issue when you're making any bet with regards to the NFL draft. Maybe it was a smokescreen the whole time. I think maybe the newest information is the smokescreen, because as you get closer to the draft, that's where the smokescreen happens. I mean, well, when the Niners made up to make the trade, obviously you have an idea who you're going to take. Well, when you give up that many draft picks, you need to have an idea who you're going to take at 3. And with all that money coming in on Mac Jones, I find it hard to believe that all that money that originally came in on Mac Jones when the Niners made that trade, it's hard for me to fathom that money is all dumb and it's all incorrect. And all of a sudden, because of a second pro day, Fields becomes a favorite. So if anything, I'm going to stick to my guns. I might have a loser here. I certainly bet a bad number at this point with comparison to the current market value, but I'm going to stick with my gut and think it's Mac Jones until I hear different. I think the latest news is a smokescreen.
I wasn't even thinking of this or going to bring it up. Chris Mortensen is one of the really true nice guys in broadcasting. Years ago with the AJC down in Atlanta, had some well-known health problems, so he struggled here recently, but he is on Twitter, I guess the video clip on Twitter, where he's talking about Fields' baseball hurting his throwing motion. He had played baseball and God knows when. I don't know what Mortensen was doing there.
I can tell you this. I mean, you can just – and I like Chris Mortensen. I mean, he kind of resembles what ESPN used to be.
Correct.
I'll be easy on him a little bit, but you can just tell the people – I mean, everyone's a college expert after the season's over. You can tell clearly the difference between the guys that actually watch college football and follow it regularly and the guys that are coming late to the party just because it's draft season. I mean, it's just it exposes a lot of people. And not necessarily in a bad way. It just exposes you that you focus on the NFL and you really don't follow college football on a day-in and day-out basis.
I have preached that on this show. That could be radio shows. Most every radio show particularly big cities, don't know anything about college football. The big cities.
I agree.
It's now, they'll fake it, and the average fan might not notice it, but for somebody like Brad and I, we know it's fake. We can see it.
Yep.
Same with ESPN. Those guys that start talking about it after the fact don't watch it. And that's, you know, good for them. They're not required to watch it. If they don't want to watch it, don't watch it. But you can tell so easily, and that bugs the crap out of me, Brad. That's why I don't watch it much. I won't watch it because it irritates you, you know? It's like, what do you –
Yeah, because they act like an expert. Just be honest. I mean, I just say, hey, I don't follow regularly. But they sit up there on their podium and act like they're an expert, and you can just see right through it. So, yeah, it bothers the heck out of me. I mean, among many things that four-letter network's done recently.
Of the spring football games you've watched so far, any team, doesn't matter. Does anything stand out, or did anything change your mind about something?
Probably the Florida State, because Milton looked a lot healthier and a lot better than what I expected. I mean, on one front, you want to see him surrounded by Power 5 level talent. And he showed in that regard, the fact that he hasn't played in a couple years, for him to show what he did, and the fact that he's coming off a catastrophic injury. So I would say McKenzie Milton, Florida State, would be the biggest. The second one, not necessarily a spring game, but something that's got me diving into every single team starters. I'm doing it by hand myself. I didn't plan on it, but I'm doing it just to make sure that I'm not missing something. I'm going to give you an example, and I really, really like Bill Connelly. I think he does outstanding work. But, you know, a team that I came across, Toledo, you know, as far as returning production, he has the Rockets number 96. Now, Connelly's returning production does significantly impact the market. A lot of people use that info to do some really early season betting. And the reality is that, you know, Toledo ranks number 96. They only return 61% of their production. I just happened to catch, because I'm from the Toledo area, just happened to catch a spring report on the Rockets, and local TV's like, Toledo returns all 22 starters. And I'm like, oh my goodness, something's off here. So I did them by hand, and Toledo returns everybody. So you're talking about a team that ranks number 96 in returning production. The reality is they're probably number one in the country. That, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means Toledo's power rating, even with me, is probably off at least a touchdown, if not more. And how much can that impact the season win total? At least a win, maybe a win and a half, two wins. So that's probably the team that has changed the most for me in my power ratings from a month ago.
You were telling me, I believe, last Friday, the Notre Dame spring game is May 1st. A couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
Couple of weeks.
Yep, May 1st.
Are you buying – I guess this is a repetitive question, but – And media has very limited access. They get those clips that everybody gets from Notre Dame, and those clips are obviously what they want you to see. But are you buying that maybe two true freshman offensive linemen could start for them?
I think one, because when Patterson comes back, I mean, he was their outstanding center last year. I mean, the question is, do you keep him at center? You flip him to, you know, you put him at left tackle. I think there's a good chance one of the two, Fisher or Spindler, will start, which is very rare. You're even talking multiple top 10 draft picks haven't started as true freshmen at Notre Dame in the last 10 years. They've had great success there. But I could see it. I mean, if you want to – they're talent. They're just, you know, it's an inexperienced offensive line. But, you know, Fisher and Spindler were top 100 guys nationally regardless of position. So – and looking at the tape that I've seen, recruiting tape, I mean, both impressed me. So I would be shocked if you looked at the last 10, 15 years under Kelly and what they've done at that position. But from what I've seen so far, I wouldn't be shocked that at least one of them starts.
And again, for folks, critique Notre Dame for their performance when they get to an Alabama or a Clemson in the postseason, et cetera. But when it comes to producing offensive linemen, they've done it at least as well as anybody else, at least as well as any of the big names out there. And that's what's kind of astonishing about that possibility of having both those two. And I look, if we went back and you'd have to pour through a whole lot of data to come up with this. But of the teams that we consider the marquee type names, right? How many of them have started two true freshmen on the offensive line? And significantly, their true freshman years. I remember Spurrier, early 90s, had a team where he had two tackles that were true freshmen. And they were pretty good. They held their own and then got better as they matured. But it's rare. One is kind of hard, much less two.
Yeah, I can't think of a team that's been in contention that's had two. I've seen one.
Sure.
And Alabama has started some guys. But two's going to be really tough for the Irish. I know they're setting it up. I mean, the beauty of this year's schedule for Notre Dame is there's no Clemson, there's no Ohio State, you know, there's not an Alabama right now. Every game is winnable, even with Notre Dame's inexperience. But they're certainly setting it up for, you know, Notre Dame's going to be, you know, as talented as they've been and also as experienced as they've been, you know, down the road 2022, 2023. But then you put Clemson and Ohio State on the schedule both of those years.
I think this bit of data I'm about to refer to goes back to you being with Phil. And that is, and I remember you guys used to release this, you probably still do. It was returning offensive linemen per team, starting offensive linemen per team, and how that pertained to the season coming up. And there's pretty interesting data that if you have a lot of good experienced offensive line coming back, linemen coming back, it should represent a good season for you.
Yeah, I haven't done it the last couple of years. And it probably, compared to 10 years ago, Bill, it probably doesn't mean as much just because teams pass more. You know, so it's probably more important to return your tackles than it is your interior lineman just because people don't run as much. But it's something, I don't care what era of football it is, people, when they're looking at teams, your general public, when they look at teams in the preseason and they're evaluating, you know, how good teams are going to be for the upcoming season, they're going to look at quarterback and obviously your specialist, your guys at wide receiver, running back. They're not going to look at offensive linemen. And a lot of times those teams that return are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. The team that returns, you know, all five returning starters on the offensive line and the multiple-year starters, a lot of teams, you know, if the quarterback isn't back for that team and they lose a leading rusher, those teams can be undervalued. On the opposite, if a team returns a quarterback and some wide receivers and their leading rusher, but they have zero returning offensive linemen, a lot of times I've found value in fading those teams because they get overvalued in the preseason. The last time I did it, I went back like 5 or 6 years and looked at the most experienced returning offensive linemen, offensive line teams, and it was right around 55% how they did against the spread the first month of the season. It was right around 55%, and I looked at their season win totals, and it wasn't anything significant. I think it was in between 52 and 55%, but I would say this, it's positive EV. If you're not at least taking a look at offensive linemen and returning experience at that position, then you're doing yourself an injustice.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. There's the music. We'll go one more segment with Brad. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information by going to, again, bradpowersports.com. Any questions you have, post them on Twitter, at Bill S. King, and use the hashtag AskBP. We're brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along here on 65 down through Goodlettsville. It's much better now on 65 north up by Vietnam Vets from that earlier crash. And they're still filling out paperwork on just a couple of earlier accidents out here. Lots of radar. They're doing a program this weekend where they're going to crack down on speeders and people using their phones while they're driving. So please be careful. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with five bags of premium mulch for $10 or three 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
The 210 says, Bill, get Brad's opinion on the South Dakota State at North Dakota State game.
I'm going to take North Dakota State. I'm just going to keep it simple. Two parts. One, South Dakota State hasn't played in a month, so I think there's going to be a little bit of rust there. Now, they have been probably preparing for North Dakota State in that entire month. That gives me a little bit of concern there, but haven't playing in a month, I do expect some rust out of the Jackrabbits. And North Dakota State, another reason why I'm taking the Bison in this one, 32 consecutive home victories for them. I'm not going to overthink it. It's less than three as far as the line. North Dakota State minus two looks good to me. Also, you know, North Dakota State, when they play their A game, I still think they're the best team at the FCS level. We saw it a few weeks ago when they played rival North Dakota. They hammered North Dakota in that game, a North Dakota team that actually beat South Dakota State earlier this season. So probably my top play right now would be North Dakota State minus two over South Dakota State as far as the FCS games go.
There's no sports book ever that's placed a number on a spring game, right?
Oh, no, no.
I wouldn't think so.
Seen that. No.
That'd be pretty desperate,
but
right?
Never
there.
Say never, Bill. I mean, obviously, I've seen Five Dimes used to do high school games.
Here's one. What if this has come up for the last? People have been asking me about this for the last 30 years. And it's not a bad idea, although you'd worry about injuries. But the idea that instead of a crappy intra-squad game, you actually played somebody in your region, like Tennessee and North Carolina played, or Texas and Oklahoma State, or, well, somebody's not in your league, though. Texas and Arkansas, let's say, played like they used to back in the day. And I've seen no push for that to actually happen. But if we had those kind of spring games, would there be a number on them?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, It would depend on the rules, but
yeah,
I'm sure that they would put it up. I mean, this market, people are craving to get down. I mean, the biggest event probably this weekend, believe it or not, is going to be that kind of made-up fight between a YouTube reality star, that one of the Paul brothers, and that Askren. I mean, I'm serious. That will be the most bet event. NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, all that's going on. And some fight that was made on social media is going to be the most heavily bet.
Wow. Josh up in Ohio. Bill, one more hypothetical for Brad. This is going to stretch you a little bit, Brad. Council Bluffs today, 2 o'clock. Rutgers versus Tennessee.
He must have been reading my mind, because I was just thinking of this during the break. Because I did Rutgers yesterday, and Scarlet Knights have 20 returning starters. Obviously, recruiting is going very well for them. It's like Tennessee four, and how much has Greg Schiano closed that gap in 1 year? I mean, last year at this time, Tennessee probably would have been 21 over Rutgers, and now it's Tennessee four.
The irony is, Greg Schiano, behind the scenes, at least for a brief amount of time, was hired by Tennessee to be the coach. Now, we don't know. Yeah. Obviously, Vol Twitter ended all that. first time a guy's ever been eliminated by Twitter, but as a coach. But that's the irony about that matchup. How about Brad? I'm gonna date everybody. Back in high school, 1979, Johnny Majors is just getting started at Tennessee. He's been there 79, 78. It's his third year, 79. Rutgers comes to Knoxville. And, of course, we're not in the social media age. We're not in the computer age at all. We're just getting cable. 79, 80 is when that all hit. And the headlines in the now defunct Knoxville Journal, the headlines at the top, Brad read, what is a Rutgers? Okay, a very insulting headline and an article about some team from New Jersey looking at New York City. They don't play real football up there. They beat Tennessee that day. They came to Knoxville and beat them. I vividly remember that to this day. And again, the headlines, what is a Rutgers? Can you imagine?
Wow. I love that.
Heck of a story.
And to be perfectly frank, by the end of this season, I might see Rutgers ahead of Tennessee in my power ratings. I could easily see that being the case. And I will be tweeting that Greg Schiano stuff out. I've already been thinking about that tweet already, but I think I'm going to wait until season. But he's say what you want about him. I mean, you look at Rutgers pre- Greg Schiano, post Greg Schiano, and now with him back there, I mean, it's not Bill Snyder, Kansas State, but it's close.
Brad, we'll take the break here. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Check out that free spring guide. Season win totals on every team, power ratings, you name it. It's all available for free at BradPowerSports.com. Click on that Bill King tab.
Have a good weekend, sir.
Take care, Bill.
Brad Powers joins us every Friday right here in that slot. Good stuff. Good questions. Yeah, good questions from everybody. I like them. I like the outside-the-box stuff, too. I mean, we can always go, who do you think is the quarterback at Clemson? Yeah, that could come up That comes up every day, right? We already know who the quarterback is. Who could be the quarterback at Alabama? Those are the easy ones. I like the outside-the-box stuff. Keep those coming. Is it still unclear, did Tennessee have to pay Schiano something for the two-hour hire or whatever that was? The Vols may be the best school in America for paying off coaches after they fire them, but also paying coaches for doing nothing, like Schiano, who never even got there, or others. Kevin Steele owed him $900K for about 2 weeks of sitting at a desk doing nothing. Vols are the best in America at that. Crazy Charlie says, take a call when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along here on 65 down through Goodlettsville. It's much better now on 65 North up by Vietnam Vets from that earlier crash. And they're still filling out paperwork on just a couple of earlier accidents out here. Lots of radar. They're doing a program this weekend where they're going to crack down on speeders and people using their phones while they're driving. So please be careful. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 66. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain, lows 45. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 61. Saturday night, cloudy, lows near 45. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
All right. Tonight I can tell you, I'll have on Triple D on one TV, and on another I'll have on Tennessee and Vanderbilt. That's number two, Vandy, number three, Tennessee. I would have to say, and again, I haven't thought this out, this is the highest both of them have been at when playing each other. Somebody could correct me, but I would have to think that would be the case. And Vanderbilt's coming off a not real impressive three-game series. Game two they won against Georgia, where they gave up 23 runs in the two losses. Steve's with us. Steve, I assume you're heading to Rocky Top.
I was going to see if your boy Cosby can put us up for the weekend. You think he'd accommodate us?
I don't know. He's so insulting about Vanderbilt. I may not be able to get that done.
You don't think that would go over well? We'll take him out to Calhoun, show him a good time. So
maybe with some tickle you can get that done. Make sure you bring it.
Yeah. We can hook him. Nah, I'm looking for you. It's going to be a tough weekend. Tennessee can hit the ball, so we'll see how deep their pitching is, but hopefully we'll win a couple there this weekend.
Is there something when you and your dad talked, Larry Schmitto? Obviously, Kumar Rocker is a fantastic prospect, and he's had a hellacious career, and he's going to go off and be a multi-zillionaire. But is there something wrong with him mechanically or his arm or what that you could see?
Yeah, actually, I was talking to Dad about that last weekend after Georgia hit him. He thinks that their coach told his batters, just if you see that slider, that changeup, curveball coming, just do the best you can do to lay off, because it's 90% of the time going to end up in the dirt, and don't chase it. Just sit on this fastball. And these college hitters, I mean, they can, even if you're throwing 98, they can hit a fastball. And if you connect with one of those, it's going to go a long way. So that would be the game plan if I was facing them. It's easier said than done, but if you can somehow lay off that slider, that's the way to do it. But he'll be okay. So Ryder's fastball is a little different story because it moves more. It has more rise to it than I think Rocker's does. But I think you'll be okay with either one, drafting either one in the first top 10 in the draft coming up.
And he was sitting there at 93-94, which is solid. I mean, but it does, his fastball doesn't look like it has that extra bite to it to me. And Leiter's does. I mean, Leiter's fastball explodes into the mid, right? I mean, those last 10 feet, it explodes. I'm not seeing that out of Rock. Maybe Rocker's never done that. I'm just not noticing.
Yeah, I think Rocker's just such an intimidating – I mean, he's so big.
Oh, I know.
He just so it looks like it's coming even harder. I mean, if you're not throwing 90-plus in SEC anymore, you're not touching a mound anymore. So I don't know where all these guys are coming from that are throwing so hard. But it's impressive. So I hope he's dialed in tonight. It's going to be a little chilly up there, but – I've been telling Pogue all week, we somehow scored one. They have these left field decks out there that they call party decks that we're able to get that I don't think they realize that we're Vandy fans when we purchased it. But they've got like 10 seats on it, a grill. You can bring your own drinks. So we'll be making some noise from the left field bleachers tonight.
Tell you what, that's going to be a series. And I was just mentioning, Steve, I don't know of another time, maybe there is, where both teams have been ranked this high together.
I don't think Tennessee, he's doing a heck of a job up there, so I don't think that they've been ranked this high in a long time. So it'll be tough, but yeah, tell your boy Cosby to come on over. He can join us on the deck.
Steve, have a safe trip, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. That's Steve Schmitto. And if you're thinking about the baseball name in the city of Nashville, historically now, you go back. Obviously, Tim Corbin, he's been at Vanderbilt 19 years, I believe. But the name Schmitto is synonymous with baseball in this city, in the city of Nashville. And that's Mr. Steve Schmitto right there. Who I don't know if he goes to every game, but he's gone to several. He was at the LSU series. I know that he went down to Baton Rouge, and he's heading up Rocky Top. I'll have all the I'll be monitoring the baseball games. I'll have them on the various notebooks and stuff for this evening. But Fridays in the spring are so much more fun now that I have. And again, I did not plan on loving college baseball. There was no plan there. It came and it grabbed me and it said, you're going to like this. Check it out. I do. I enjoy college baseball. I could never have predicted this. Now, I don't absorb it like college football, no. I don't obsess over it every second. It's not in my brain every second of every day like college football is. But I love it. I enjoy it. Brownies in the spring used to be just, let's get out in the yard. Let's get outside. And I still love that. That's never going to change. But now there's actually something for me to watch other than Triple D. I loved Triple D. I'll tell you how much I love Triple D. I don't even notice if it's a replay or not. I don't even notice. If it was a replay that I'd seen the 10th time, I would be watching it. Those are the only things I watch. I don't watch any of this garbage. Hey, did you watch this thing on Netflix, Bill? Did you check out this series of... I don't watch any of that garbage. None of it. How about this new TV show on the network? Couldn't even tell you. Hadn't watched that junk in 25 years. Won't watch it ever again. Got my little cocoon that I live in, and that's good enough. That Crazy Charlie, 615. Markets a little fickle this morning. S&P is up slightly. NASDAQ and the techies are not. And S&P's only up 2-ish, 2+, a little under 3. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. This could be one of those chop days are boring. It's hard to get a lot done in a chop day, or it's just chopping, chopping, chopping. 2020 was one of the best environments you'll ever have to play the market. Everybody's talking about 2020. Could not have been better in the market in 2020. It was glorious. At Bill is King. Keep Tesla close by. Yeah, don't play with Tesla, I promise you. It won't work out. Have a good weekend. Watch, bye.